Featuring a dining table and a sideboard, this room is furnished as a dining room of the early 19th century. The imposing sideboard, located on your left as you enter, from about 1800, was modified later with the insertion of reverse painted-on glass panels, making it a highlight of the colonial revival. On its top are important examples of 18th century Chinese export porcelain that once belonged to several local families, including the Wentworths. These act as evidence of local wealth and international trade in the late colonial period. The ceramic tiles surrounding the fireplace are from the middle of the 18th century and are probably of Dutch manufacture. Each tile depicts a passage from either the Old Testament or the New Testament and gives the chapter and verse for each scene. Dutch tiles were very popular in England, and English makers often made similar examples. Such tiles were imported in colonial America and graced the fireplaces in many upper-class homes. On the opposite side of the room, the cupboard contains selections from the ceramic collection of Elizabeth Withridge Morrison, given by her sister Mary Morrison May. Elizabeth collected fine examples of English, European, and Asian ceramics. China mania was an important aspect of collecting during the late 19th and early 20th centuries, when an interest in Americana was gaining strength, and the Morrison collection is a good example of that passionate interest in early ceramics. Take a moment to learn more about the ceramic on display in our Collections Corner feature below.